Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Drunk women.
You sons of bitches, hello.
Thank you for being here. How are we? Well?
Yeah. Oh. Very nice.
Taylor approves. This is a very, very big plus.
Very nice.
How are you doing, Taylor?
I'm really... I'm really professional, thank you. I'm doing really well, thank you. It's that time of year where I get my very pale legs out with shoes to match, so I am feeling sexy.
We got a horn bag in the corner. What have we got here? Katie, how are you?
I'm all right. I've been mainly driving my kids to children's parties.
A bit of contrast.
Sexy.
Taylor also has a child, doesn't take as good care of her, so it's exciting.
I assume someone's driving her. Somewhere.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Drunk Women Solving Crime. Give me a cheer if you listen to the podcast.
Wow.
Oh my God. And give me a cheer if you've never heard of us. Get the fuck out. I'm joking, you're very welcome. Thank you for being here. She took a risk. You guys didn't. You already know you like this
that
shit.
That was brave.
It was brave. Thank you. This is Drunk Women Solving Crime. It's a true crime podcast with a twist.
Of life.
Yes, it is. Oh, it always makes me laugh. Because we never really meant to have like a tagline, did we?
We really didn't. I feel like that was an ironic, like, it's because it's with a twist. Like, it was supposed to be a piss take. We thought 10 people would listen to the podcast. We didn't. None of us planned for success. We don't know how to deal with it.
I think we're doing really well.
We're doing really well.
It's certainly not showing, so it's fine. Well, you know how the format works, so I'm not even going to bore you with it. In which case, will you please put your hands together for our guest for today? We are joined by the brilliant comedian, Harriet Kemsley! Yay!
Done that before. I don't know, these chairs are
are unexpectedly
they're nice, quite comfy.
Yes,
very nice.
We had to swap them out earlier because they were on the verge of breaking. Okay. It's been nearly 5 years of heavy drinking. So
you were sat in one and it was going. It's not the sound you want from a chair.
It's not. It's not. Not if you're alone on it.
How are you? Are you well?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thank you. Doing good.
Yes. Well, we have one question on this podcast, and that is, have you ever been the victim of a crime?
Yes, I have, by proxy.
Ooh.
Did I use that word right?
I mean, it really depends what we're about to hear.
Yeah. I'll let you be the judge of that. Should I tell you? Yeah.
Please. Okay, so. No, we just want to know that you've had some trauma and we'll move on, actually.
Let me tell you, there's been some crime by proxy. Yes, so my mother, Fifi, Fiona, we were having lunch at one of London's finest dining places. The Rainforest Cafe. Never heard of it. Yes.
Love that. Were you as a child?
No. Yeah. I think I was about 8 or 9 at the time.
Okay.
Her handbag got stolen.
In the Rainbow Cafe.
In the Rainforest Cafe. Oh.
Your mum's just really right on, just like, yeah, let's go to the Rainbow Cafe.
The Rainforest Cafe.
The Rainforest Cafe. I saw the elephant watched on, you know, just let it happen. Yeah. Have you been?
I have.
I went with Katie. Me and Katie went together.
Yeah. Wow. When did you go?
With Taylor's kid. We just had to take her out for something. we went like a couple of years ago. Slap bang in the middle of the pandemic. There was no one there.
Really, we broke all the rules. No, it was... I've not been there. Could you... Is it definitely a kid's place? Yeah, and are there people dressed as animals?
Yes. There's mascots going around. It's like... It's very loud. It's like all kind of dark. And it, like, they've done it so it looks like it's a jungle in there.
Yeah.
So there's like... There's kind of animatronic animals, which...
Oh.
If you have sensitive children... They're terrified.
But they don't eat much, so it's a very, very cheap meal.
Yeah. And like, yeah, it's not, you're not going to have healthy food there.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a lot of chips.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the main reason that I haven't frequented the Rainforest Cafe. I was just wondering, because in a cynical way, it sounds like the perfect place to steal a handbag. Because it feels like it's dark, there's all these distractions.
Yes, it's
there's
very distracting. That's true.
So somebody preyed on the vulnerability of a parent who was trying to show her daughter a good time.
Yeah. It was like under the table and they managed to get it. It was crazy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Was your meal free? Did they let you?
No, absolutely not.
You had to wash up?
No. And then, they found the handbag around the corner, which was, my mum was kind of offended, you know? They were like, it's a nice handbag, you know?
Like, there's a resale on this, come on.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, but they found it in a bin and they took everything out of it. I was the only one that saw them. So I had to give a statement to the police.
Age nine.
It was like, I had like a lot of power. And they were like, what do they look like? And I was like, well, let me tell
you. Buy me another Coke and I'll tell you.
And all I can remember saying the woman had too much blusher on.
Wow.
Good luck finding her, everybody.
Oh, wow. What a burn.
I love that you were just like, she could lose a few pounds. And sort of the slut vibes. I was getting slut vibes. Wow, so you watched it happen and let it happen.
I kind of want to see
you.
Police arrest. Wow, I'm sorry, you fit the description. You've got too much blusher on.
That'd be such a great lineup. Yeah. Just 80s blusher.
What's anything ever done? Did they ever find this whore? Sorry, no. She was probably very desperate.
You know I don't think they found them. But we found the bag. But they just took all the money, yeah. But I don't think there was loads of money, but you know. I don't
know.
had a phone back then. I don't even know. It would have been maybe just like a little bit of cash and... I don't know. My mum has no bag. I don't want to cast any aspersions.
Packet of mints.
Packet of mints and a handkerchief. She's a real lady, let me tell you.
Were you frightened giving a statement, or was it quite exciting?
I was absolutely in my element.
Were you?
Yeah, I have been born to give a statement, yeah.
Oh, my God. The cafe was fine, but this is the real experience.
Yeah, thank you. Because, like, actually, you take your kids to the Rainbow Cafe for the experience.
It's the Rainforest Cafe.
The PR guy is in. It's fucking Rainforest! And yes, thieves operate in the area.
You sign a waiver. Oh man. Yeah. Well, can I still blame it on mum brain if my kids are like 8 and 5? Oh, my brain doesn't work. I've got children. I can't remember what anything is called. That's the thing. But what was I gonna say? Shit. But yeah, no, the real like kid, but thing is, like, if there was a give a statement experience, all the middle class parents would fucking take their kids to it, wouldn't they? They'll be like,
we should start that.
Oh my God.
If ever.
Like, the Witness Cafe. Let's go. Jimmy, did you see the stabbing? Like, just a bit of fun.
Had you like been watching The Bill? Because I'm thinking about myself as like a 10-year-old. I'd have been like I was down Sun Hill every night if I could. Like, I watched that shit. And did it feel like quite exciting? Did you go to the station?
No, it was in the, I feel like we went into the kitchen or like some kind of back room at the Rainforest Cafe, which I have to say was not Rainforest themed. It was very much like a regular other room. Yeah.
It's all part of really the police experience.
Ruined the magic, I will say, of the Rainforest Cafe and the thieving. But I don't know. I just, you know, like I felt really like listened to, you know, like not many people respect like a child's opinion, but I was the only one that saw them. Yeah. And I mean, my description did not help find them, clearly.
I remember I had to give a statement once because someone had broken into our house and I'd seen them coming out of the house.
Oh.
And they were like, can you just give us a really short statement? So I sat at my like Windows 95 computer just thinking, how am I going to write this? Genuinely, I was such a precocious. And I was like, I arrived back from school at 3 p.m. unusually late because I often go to soccer practice. As though that would. And then I was like, I heard a call from the bush. I think it was that of a pheasant. And I was just like thinking that it was all linked, and they never found that guy either. So
you really set the scene though. What really ambiance? Yes.
I was like, well, now we know what pheasants sound like.
I've had no fucking clue as well. What was I thinking? Anyway, the point is, the other question we ask on this podcast is, what would you say to that person now? So if you had that horrible, horrible slag in...
Yeah.
So, if you had this woman, the perpetrator...
Yeah.
What would you say to her? If she came in, she might be here tonight. Let's have a look at everyone's makeup. She might be here tonight. So what would you say to her if you could?
I'd say less blusher is more.
Nice, okay. Well, Harriet, thank you for sharing that experience, I'm going to say,
with us.
And you feeling okay to continue?
Yeah, it's brought up a lot of memories. Yeah,
we didn't mean to re-traumatise you.
Thank you.
So are we ready to solve some true crime? Oh, well, today our case was sent to us by a listener called Megan from an actual museum.
Oh, wow. Heard of them.
See? It's the River and Rowing Museum.
Does she work in the... She's not an exhibit in the museum. Like, she works...
She's 200 years old. And she, amazing on email, just replies immediately. She is the River and Rowing Museum in Henley-on-Thames. I know it, you know it. And I believe there's someone in from the museum tonight. Yeah. Yes! Hello. Represent!
Welcome!
Oh, I hope I've got some of this shit right then.
Sounds like a very working class hangout.
So they, and at the museum, they have all the details about this case, about a woman called Mary Blandy. And can I shock you? What she did was not bland at all.
Ooh, nice, Hannah, nice.
Yeah, because I've written this down. She should have been called Mary Excitingy. I wrote that myself. Yeah. And I said it out loud. Yeah, you're right. You're right to whoop.
Emmy award-winning Hannah George.
Yeah. I think we can all see why. So this is my first question, and it's going to become relevant. But my first question is, have you ever had a boyfriend that your parents have disapproved of?
Yes.
Immediately. Please, what did Fifi not like?
Well, I married him, so it's hard to go into, you know.
That's the best way to solve that.
And now does she have to pretend she likes
him? Yeah. But barely.
Oh, wow.
Any advance on that?
Oh, yeah. I haven't had very many boyfriends. Shocking. There was one when I was 16 and my mum tried to break his hand when she
A sort of intimidating handshake?
Yeah.
Just didn't like the looks of him?
No, she's on a power trip. The answer is yes.
And Taylor, how's your taste in men?
There's been a lot. I tried not to introduce most of them to my parents. My mother listens to the podcast. Everybody say hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Enough about me. Mary Blandy has a story.
Well, do you know what? Let's talk about Mary Blandy for a bit, but we'll get back to that.
Circle back to that.
Hello, Kathy. So Mary came from a middle-class family from Henley-on-Thames. Is there any other kind? I don't know a lot about Henley-on-Thames. It feels posh. She was well-educated, well-mannered, and looking for love. Her father, Francis, was a lawyer and was also keen to We've only got an hour. Marry Mary off. Woo! Yes!
You say Mary and Mary different. That's why it's tricky for you.
Thank you.
Just say Mary Mary. This is the same word. It's just the same word.
To Mary Mary off.
Mary Mary.
In fact, he went to quite some lengths to find her a suitor. What did he do? What did Francis do to ensure Mary was married?
Wait, what was wrong with Mary?
That's a good question. I did that thing where I didn't put the date, but I think it's something like 18-something. Person from the museum, when was this? What? Yeah, it was like 1823.
We'll allow it. Did he put out an ad in the paper? Because that's how you get the best men. Desperate daughter in need of anyone.
Okay, nice. An ad in the newspaper.
I just feel sad for Mary. I feel bad. Why did no one want to marry her? Maybe she didn't want to marry them. So let's twist this around. What did he do to get her sold off? I don't know. Often they offer goats.
Okay.
I'm going to say that was a thing, wasn't it? Like a few goats, maybe a chicken.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so something to sweeten
up
the deal.
Dowry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon he just, like, really interfered with her Tinder profile.
Thought he was making it better.
Yeah. He was like, say you like skiing, I guess.
Okay. Do you know what, Harriet, you got that because... Yeah. Although it wasn't an animal dowry, it was a money dowry.
Uh-huh. And it was...
Yeah, a bribe, essentially. And it was £10,000, which
money
is...
Money is the goat of all dowries.
Thank you.
How old is Mary? Is he feeling desperate because she's, like, 19? And she's getting crusty.
Do you know what she... She's in, like, her early 20s at this point. So, and of course you're thinking,
What did she look like? Because we need to know this about all hysterical women. And the description from the archives at the museum said, as to her temper, she was sprightly, affable and polite. And with respect to her person, though she could not be reckoned a beauty, she was agreeable. And her conversation was engaging. So...
Oh, I think she was wearing too much blusher.
It's harsh, isn't it? In a minute, actually, we get to her suitor and we do have a description of what he looked like, okay. Which is quite exciting.
What you never did he look like? Agreeable?
So basically, this £10,000 dowry, these days would be worth like £2 million or something. Like, it's a big...
Wow.
Right. Big dowry.
He really wanted to get rid of Mary.
Yeah. The conversation wasn't
that
great.
I'm with you, poor Mary.
Yeah.
It does feel a bit... But Mary also wanted love.
That's not the way to get it.
It's £2 million, love me. So loads of suitors came forward. They're like, oh, yeah, of course I'm going to marry Mary for for £2 million.
You're not going to find a good one.
No, well, this is here starts the problem. So she meets loads of people, not into them, until the Honourable Captain William Henry Cranston.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so she's got a pick of the rich dicks.
She has. In the Channel 5 dating show, we're going to be pitching after this.
Okay, so she gets to veto.
She does get to veto.
That's nice. I'm a bit happier for Mary now.
Yeah, but she's like, oh, why all of a sudden do you like me? I don't know, I just suddenly woke up one day and...
Yeah, what attracted you to £10,000 heir, Mary?
Well, exactly. But he was apparently the son of Scottish nobility. Big tick for her father. Her father likes that. Very nice indeed. Mary is utterly taken with him. She...
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
What?
I thought you were going to go, big dick energy. Like, that's just where my... That's just what the archives say. You can't question history, right? Museums.
But maybe for that reason, I'm not sure, but Mary is utterly, utterly loves this guy. So now we're going to hear about what he looked like. The quote is, by all accounts, he was not a physically attractive person.
That's the BDE. She's been dickmatized.
I've never heard dickmatized before, and I'm so pleased it was from you.
I can, like, I've got no boyfriends. I can say dickmatized. I can totally pull that off. I could be a slut.
So they get engaged, guys. They get engaged.
Okay.
How exciting. She's in love. However, Captain Willie has not, as he's known... he's not been entirely honest.
Oh, no.
He has told a big old porky.
But it says honourable. Your titles are so confusing.
So what do we think? What big old porky has Willie told?
He's not royal.
Okay, not royal.
Is he married already?
Is he married already?
Ooh, he's shorter than he wrote in his profile, I think.
He just didn't want that thing to stop him getting picked.
Yeah.
Absolutely classic. One of you's got it right, and it is Taylor.
Oh.
Yes.
Bigamy.
Bigamy dick energy.
Oh, he's married.
Oh, poor Mary. We're back to poor Mary.
Yeah. I know. So, I mean, and it gets worse, guys. It gets worse. So strap in.
Okay.
So Willie's already married. In fact, he has a wife and a child back in Glasgow.
Just pause. When you say strap in, I've lived here too long. And maybe we even say this in the States, but I don't remember. Are you talking about like a seat belt, right? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, strap I've never in. Really thought about it.
Strap into the roller coaster.
You've got... Strap on.
Well, this is kind of where my head
Taylor,
goes.
Taylor, you've got seatbelts in America.
We do. We have arguably some of the best. But I just have never really thought about what that means, strap in. Okay.
Yeah, thanks. I think it's like get comfortable, get put your seatbelts. There are seatbelts.
Be safe.
Be okay. safe.
This
because
is a conversation
it's
for
about to
time.
Get bumpy.
It's about to get bumpy. Okay. I think of strap-ons. I think of strap-ons.
Oh. honey.
I can't do it.
So this only came to light about the wife and child I remember you did that once. You said it was like your dad. Sorry. So apologies for...
You've totally got away with it, Hannah.
Yeah. No one knew. No one knew I'd burped into my microphone.
When my dad does thoughtful burps, he pretends that he's just thinking really hard. Is that what you're
referencing? Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So Willie had been living at the Blandy residence for like over a year at the time that they find out about his wife and child.
Oh, wow.
Yes, he's kind of ensconced in this house.
Oh, what? So he's left his wife and child for a year?
Yeah, and is living and they're waiting for this wedding to happen and for the dowry to come through and, all of this shit. Yeah. However, and, because they have a huge estate, they have servants, like it's a whole thing and it's... I don't know what his life was like back up in Glasgow necessarily, but it probably wasn't what he was living here. However, Francis finds out.
Okay.
So the dad finds out that this this man is already married.
How does he find out?
It's a good question. And we've got the person from the museum here, so... No, I'm not sure how he finds out.
He was using someone else's pictures on Tinder.
Yeah. Well, he says there's no way that Willie is going to marry his daughter now because he's already married. However, Mary is in love and she insists she still wants to be with him. So Ooh. Mary knows as well. Willie says that he'll annul the marriage and all he wants is to marry Mary. I'm going to go with it. It works. So Willie has got a plan. And it involves the father. What is it? What is his plan to ensure he marries Mary? Ooh. Oh! Shag, marry, kill it!
But why involve the father?
Because the father doesn't want this to happen. And even if he gets the marriage annulled, the father will not let it happen.
Okay.
Oh, but if his wife dies, then the father will let it happen.
Oh, I thought you meant Mary. I was like, well, she'd be dead. Okay, so you're thinking kill the wife
kill
so he's
the
a
wife,
widower.
And then the dad can't object.
Okay, kill the
because
wife.
Because being a widow is better than being divorced in 1823.
Yeah, is it creepy that that's where my mind went? I'm like, that's a better plan.
Like, that's so honourable.
It's terrible.
Maybe, get the dad, football tickets. To a team he really likes. I don't know. Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Maybe take him to the Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah. Treat him to a nice meal at the and then a musical. Yeah, lovely.
What he does do is he gives Mary a powder and tells her to put it in her father's food.
Oh no.
Oh, come on, Mary. You're better than this.
Is she? Yeah. What does he say it is? What does he tell her? That this powder is
yummy salt.
Seasoning someone's yeah.
Okay, some kind of seasoning.
It's forgiveness powder.
That's just cocaine, to be honest. Oh, I love you, mate.
It's cool, it's all good, it's good. Never done it, Mom.
For the podcast listeners, the audience are laughing because Taylor's just done a line from the table. So. She's always got a few racked up.
What does strap in mean? I'm so naive.
Drunk women solving crime.
Oh, hi. I'm Jennifer Coolidge, and I've been asked to do the shout-outs this week. You know, it's really fun being given the honor of being a drunk woman solving crime. First of all, we've got Laura Huber. Oh, what a great name. We've got Prue Oxford. Sounds so English. And we've got Hannah Ord. I don't know where Hannah's from, but I love her. Thanks so much. And if you'd like to become a patron, go to patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime. I'm Jennifer Coolidge.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Harriet, what do you think?
I don't know. Maybe some kind of like a vitamin, like vitamin C or something. Oh, you know, they probably not seeing much daylight in Glasgow. I don't know. Well, they're not in Glasgow anymore, are they? No, good thinking though.
You're looking scurvish.
What kind of powders did they even have? With like,
it's got to
be poison. Vitamins.
Yeah, dad's vitamins, poison.
Did you think we would spend so much time on this question?
What powder?
I think she says that it's a tincture to make you forget, and then they can rehypnol him.
Okay, so what kind of okay?
And then they can get married, and then he'll wake up and he can't complain. Well, I mean, he can complain, but they'll be married.
Okay. Well, what he does say, I mean, the answer is more bonkers than that, is he says it's a love potion. And if she puts it in his father's food, that he would, like, love him and, you know, as a kind of son and be like, yes, you can come back into the family. You can do this. This is really going to turn your dad round in terms
that's
of...
That's not how love potions work.
No.
I'm sorry. That's not... They eat it and then they look at the person and they fall in love with them. So then it'll be even more complicated because then the dad would be in love with him.
Yeah.
I smell a sitcom.
Yeah.
If he looks at the wrong person.
Yeah.
Don't get that dosage wrong.
Guys, do you want to guess what it actually was?
Arsenic, strychnine, what's the other one?
Yeah,
it was the first one, it was arsenic.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, it's great with pasta. Very nice. Bitter.
So yeah, basically, you know, if daddy dies, he is, Willie is free to marry Mary, and also... she would inherit from her father, but if she's married, he would inherit from the father as well, quite rightly. And
so she actually is allowed to inherit in this era. This is before they banned women from inheriting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of the inheritance laws of the year that I don't know, but... But basically, it's a big earner for him if he can trick Mary into killing her father, essentially. So do you think, is Mary naive enough to do this? Is she love-struck enough?
Yeah, she still wants to stay with a guy that lied to her for a year. So, yeah, of course.
Yeah, they said she's very agreeable.
On the one hand, she's stigmatized. But on the other hand, if she's not attractive, she might have had to develop a brain.
That's how it works.
That's misogyny 101. So, so she might be smart enough to think he might be lying, but whether she would still do it or not. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, well, she does start doing it. She does. She starts adding the powder to her father's tea and food with arsenic, just in case you're thinking of poisoning anyone. The poison builds up slowly in the body, so it's not like you just give him a lot of poison and it suddenly kills him. It's like little and often.
He starts to go sick.
Yeah.
Where do you get arsenic from? No, but like, is it like a plan?
Asking for a friend.
We have the link on our website.
Okay. Sponsored today by
arsenic. Was it a rat poison? You could buy it in chemists. Oh, I don't know what plant it's from, actually.
And it used to have like arsenic cream as well. They used to think that it was good for your skin, it was in everything.
Yeah.
Until they were like, oh, it's killing people.
Is that you guys dry? Should we open?
Oh, very important. Sorry, guys, just sit there for a moment. Do you want to open? Yeah, come on.
I do want to open it, yes.
Do you need to hold your microphone? Yes. I'm a bit worried, yeah.
Whilst Taylor does that. So, basically, guys, what happens is the poison is slowly building up in Francis's body. He starts getting weaker and weaker. But someone else is getting ill at the same time. Who else is getting ill?
Mary!
But what's your logic?
She's eating the meal too, because she's like, love potion, yes, please.
No.
Oh.
Or her dad has a conjoined twin. something that would be having it as well, maybe.
I mean, it's quite clear I don't have all the details, so...
Imagine if you just dropped that in now. By the way, and he was a doctor. Yeah.
I smell a sitcom. So we've got conjoined twin. We've got Mary. Katie?
What's the Willy guy called again?
Willy. No. Captain Willy.
That guy. Maybe him. Maybe she's feeding it to him to help the love there.
Yes.
That was a surprise.
How many of those have you opened?
Happened so easily.
Name of your sex tape.
Killing all the men so that then she'll be free and she can have the money and like go on a cruise or something.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think she's eating it too. I think she's not very bright.
Do you know what? It's none of those. It's, yeah, sorry guys. It's the servants. Basically the servants would eat.
Oh,
they would eat the leftovers.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Oh no, now they're going to fall in love.
None of them died though, so that's the good news. None of them died.
They were just really sick.
Yeah, they were just like
and had to be servants
for the rest of their lives. They were super super ill, but they got over it. They were as okay, but it became clear that Francis wasn't long for this world. Mary calls for a doctor because at this moment she still doesn't really know what's going on. Depending who you believe, I kind of believe that she doesn't really know what's happening.
So she says to the doctor, I'm sorry, I keep giving my dad arsenic. Like, he's really sick, it's really weird.
But at a certain point, she does realise, fucking hell, what if it is the love powder? So what does she do? She realises this could be on her. What does she do?
Does she run away?
Oh, does a runner? Okay.
I can't picture her doing that at this point. She's so invested in this working.
I'm really worried. I think she starts having it.
She eats it herself.
I'm really worried that she does that because she's a typical woman. She blames herself. Yes.
She's just easier. She's a people pleaser.
So she doesn't. She burns all Willie's love letters. So she burns anything to do with Willie.
Oh, okay.
And she threw the remaining arsenic in the fire. Mm-hmm. So she had a suspicion there. However, one of the servants fishes it out, and that's Susan Gunnell, who was one of the maids.
So she put it in the bottle in the fire if she fished it out.
Yeah, I mean, again, the details of how the servant fished it out of the fire.
Well, just because I was picturing if you put the powder in the fire, great.
It would just, but yes,
she's not very bright, is she?
No, it was able to be fished out.
Okay.
And so Susan takes it to the police, what a grass. So when he realised he was dying, Francis, who by now has realised that he's being poisoned, he calls for his daughter. And what do you think he says to her? Does he suspect her?
Maybe like, stop poisoning me. It's really putting me in a bad mood.
Does he blame Willie?
Oh, okay.
For it and know that he's behind it, because he kind of is.
Well, I mean, he's definitely behind it. Yeah.
But she's administering it.
She is administering. Yeah. Any advance on that, Katie?
She says, don't marry him. He's tried to kill me.
Right. Well, he says that he thinks he's being poisoned and he thinks he's being poisoned by her. So he confronts that head on.
Okay.
She doesn't...
Good to get it out in the open. Yeah. Yeah. For difficult. Family dynamics, yes. It's good to talk about these things. Yes. Yeah. I think you're poisoning me.
No, no passive aggressive. Yeah. Well, I'm feeling sick. Is it poison?
I'm feeling a little bit poisoned at the moment.
Yeah.
So she begs for his forgiveness, which he gives her. He says, I forgive you before he dies.
He dies.
Yes, he dies.
Oh, what a good dad.
But what do you think Willie's doing this whole time? What do you think he does, in fact, when he finds out Francis is dead and that Mary is a suspect? Does he stand by his woman? I love that. No. Absolutely not.
We've all met a Willie.
What do you think? A resounding no?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's got to get himself in the clear by blaming her.
Okay.
So he's no longer going to get the millions. He's just got to deflect now.
Right.
He's going to throw her under the bus.
Well, I've...
I think he wants the money
too
much.
Yeah, he'll still try and get the money, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. Greedy.
So he'll pretend to stand by her.
Do you know what? No, he just does a runner immediately. Ooh. Escapes abroad. And here, interesting, says he died penniless in late 1752. So... He's gone back in time.
Oh, my God.
He was so desperate to get away.
No, just like... The people from the museum, that must have been killing you.
The funny thing is, they've been so lovely and they emailed, they're like, do you need more information? I'm like, no, we got this. We've been doing this for a few years. I think we know how to research.
Oh,
sorry.
No wonder women could own stuff. 1750s, like... The whole plot of Pride and Prejudice is you've got to marry these chicks off. They can't own anything.
Apparently not.
And no, they can own it in the 1700s.
Oh, can they?
Yeah.
Well, it was probably 1723. The 23 is coming through really clear, so. So she... Oh, what a shame. So, Yeah, she's charged. She's charged with murdering her side. She's charged with patricide, which means patronising someone to death. Which is nearly how my ex-boyfriend killed me, am I right? So she's up in court. She's up in court, guys. The judge was called Sir Sidney Stafford Smythe.
Oh, wow.
Very strong name.
Say it again.
Sir Sidney Stafford Smythe.
Wow.
I can't say marry Mary. So Mary was represented by three lawyers. She's got a lot of money behind her, but her case was seen as mostly hopeless. The servants testified against her. She admitted administering the powder to her father. Her defence is that she didn't know what it was. So what do you guys think? Do you think she knew? What's your take on it? Was she doing this deliberately?
Mm-mm-mm.
No. Taylor would be a great defence lawyer.
As to the matter of whether my client did it.
You're pleading the fifth.
No, I think she was just kind of a dumbass.
Okay.
Also, Mary Dumbass.
I think it was wishful thinking. I reckon she had her suspicions, but she hoped... It's a huge risk to be like, it's probably not poison. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I think my blanket thing is I assume it's not poison. Just in my life, I'm never this could be poison. You know what I mean? So, I want to give her that same thing. I've never been wait, is that poison?
No, if you thought every love potion was poison, you'd never have any fun.
I mean, very wise words. So what do we...
I can't believe you were 100 years off.
And you idiots believed it.
That's so good. That's so good.
Oh no, I'd like to, no, I would like to apologise. So what do we think? Like, so the trial lasted 13 hours and one day. That's not how you say a time frame.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is 13 hours and one day. Fuck it. You know what I mean. So do you think they found her guilty? Did the jury find her guilty?
Yes. No, and I want to stop there. Because I just want to believe that she's fine. I mean, she's...
she's here tonight.
There she is!
Woo! You look amazing. Much more than agreeable.
Just the woman next to her, just watch your drink. Okay. So what do we think? Was she found guilty? You're just thinking, no, she got away, she's fine, she's okay.
I think she was executed.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, I'm jumping right there.
All right, Taylor.
I mean, the thing, so her dad is a lawyer.
Yeah.
So it's like, and they're all, like, it's, he's one of theirs. It's like, when you, like, it's like she's a cop killer. And right. They're all going to be like, yeah. we have to, and also it's patricide, we have to keep these bitches in line and
sure.
Can't kill your father, or they'll all do it. So, like, but her father forgave her, and if he has a high enough standing, maybe his wishes count for something, but probably they're going to execute her.
Wow, that's a real roller coaster you've been on there, yeah.
The whole journey.
Taylor was just like,
she did.
Yes.
No!
Yeah, she was found guilty.
And then what?
Sentenced to death.
But did it happen? Hanging?
Did it happen? Yeah.
Fucking did it happen?
Do you know what? She's still appealing.
The thing about, like, courts is they do follow through.
It's such a tragic
sometimes
case.
Sometimes there's an appeal.
Because it's this woman that's just a victim of the society and it's being like, sold off.
It's kind of, she's like Bridget Jones up until the end.
Oh my God, lost 30 pounds but got hanged. What am I like? So, fat girls can get hanged too.
So apologizing she, to the hanging person. Sorry if I'm too heavy for this. My goodness.
Actually, the next quote is something sort of like a bit Bridget Jonesy that she might say. I've put it down as something that I would have said. When she got back to the prison guards are apparently all quite upset by her conviction. They quite liked her. They thought she was a nice
She's
person.
She's agreeable.
She is agreeable. She's agreeable. So
they
what...
don't normally hang posh women either.
That's I know. It is interesting.
Yeah.
Henley on Thames, you've got a lot to answer for. But what does she say to them when she gets back that night? She says this to the guards. And I feel like this is the first thing I would say when I got back.
Do you have any ice cream?
God, I'm trying to think of a Bridget Jones quote that would fit.
Do you know what? But do you have any ice cream is genuinely almost spot on. Like, what she says is she is, I'm very hungry. She's just that's a woman that's accepted her fate.
Oh, wow.
She's an emotional eater.
She says, pray, let me have something for supper as speedily as possible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And yeah, a bit rude, actually, a bit presumptuous.
Yeah.
But she had mutton chops and an apple pie.
So it's not all bad.
Wow. Yeah.
Quite the jail. It was 6 weeks before she was finally hanged. And in that time, she wrote letters to other women on death row. That was a thing that she did.
Oh.
Yeah, which is quite nice.
She was a lesbian.
She could have been. She could have been all this time. But she's about to die, so we'll never know. So on Monday, oh God, we're getting into the dates here. Monday, the 6th of April, 1752. Yes, 1650. Oh, that would have been so good. Damn!
Oh. It just keeps going backwards.
All right, actually, we can edit this. So on Monday, she was executed for the murder of her father. She asked not to be hung too high. Why was that?
And not very flattering.
Yeah, she wasn't wearing her big pants.
I mean, it's quite a depressing reason.
Is it?
As if this hasn't been depressing enough.
Yeah. Because she didn't deserve to be that close to heaven. Is it that sort of shit?
Okay, that is depressing. No, she was concerned that the young men in the crowd would look up her skirts if she was too high. And finally, in 2019, upskirting became illegal. So, what progress and so quickly.
God, what a thing to have to worry about when you're going to be executed.
I know, right?
Look at my ass. I'm about to die.
So that ends our story about Mary. Mary was buried in the Henley Parish Church between the graves of her father and her mother. Just thought I'd have that in. Really depressing. Let's really bring it down. And say here is to, let's have it for Megan at the River and Rowing Museum in Henley-upon-Thames. Cheers!
Megan! And next time, we'll take that information. We won't.
Do
you think she ever got to have sex with Willie?
He lived there for a year, so maybe.
They must have been having sex. Well, don't you think?
Yeah, I feel, yeah, you can't be, like, dickmatized or whatever if you've not seen that dick.
And I stand by that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to use dickmatized constantly from now on. So... we have got just enough time. You know the format. We've got just enough time for a listener crime. So by a show of hands... we've got some people... we've got two very solid hands in the air, but we've also got two shows. So I will go for you to start with. If you'd like to come on up, give a round of applause.
Welcome! There you are.
What's your name?
Hello. I'm EJ.
Hi, EJ.
This is... one that's caused controversy in my family.
Yes,
my family for a long time, so I'm hoping we can solve it tonight.
No pressure, guys, no pressure.
So my parents' house got burgled about 7 years ago. And cut a long story short, everyone was out of the house, but my brother had come back to pick something up and he saw some boots coming out of the... So he comes into the door and... like at the back garden, he sees some boots going out.
Okay.
Everything's open and the house has been ransacked. My mum's jewellery is gone.
Oh.
My camera's gone. And I thought I was a photographer at the time. And all my little £200 camera gone. And I was so upset. I was crap. So they'd taken everything, like Game Boys and stuff.
When was this?
We still had Game Boy.
Right, okay.
We were that family. We were like, no, we're not getting new stuff until
so
it works.
So it was like 1896?
Yes. Okay. So yeah, Monday 18th, 1726. So my brother saw the boots go out of the door and everything was gone. Reported it to the police. Obviously the police were like, nah, we can't do anything about it. Nothing left. But the controversy is the cleaner that my mum had employed a couple of months ago, who was really lovely, then decided not to come back. So I suspect the cleaner who didn't come back, but there was also workmen working on the house next door, which was empty, and they were redoing the fence. So the majority of my family think it was the workman who was next door decided to check the back door and come in and loot everything. But I also suspect the sneaky cleaner. And I'm the only one who suspects the sneaky cleaner. So what do you guys think? Because I stand on the cleaner.
I suspect your brother immediately.
Yeah.
I'm just
could be
like,
him.
Yeah. Did he have a creative job? Would he like to have been a photographer?
I mean, no.
What does he do?
Did the cleaner wear boots?
I don't think so. She was a very small lady, so I think maybe it was like a little ring that they did. She cleaned the houses, scoped where everything was, and then she got like her comrades
to
come
in
and
it with
else.
Did he hear any birds outside?
I don't know. He was kind of busy shouting, "We've been robbed."
Okay. Just trying to set the scene.
Yeah.
That we
he did say
know.
It was a nice sunny day though.
Oh,
so
lovely. Yes.
Probably
that changes things actually. Yeah.
What was there forced entry?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that makes me think that maybe it wasn't someone with a key.
If it was the cleaner, you would think there'd be keys involved. But if they force entry, I might be on the builders. Do they wear boots?
Yeah. I'm assuming so.
They're always in Crocs, those guys.
They're just real, like, hippies.
Why do you suspect the cleaner? Did you have a bad feeling about cleaner before?
She was very nice. She was really nice, but she disappeared a week after the burglary.
She never came back. Before?
She came every week, so like once a week, every week to clean.
And then she never came back.
And then she never came back afterwards. She disappeared. So that's why I suspect.
Did you ever see her playing a Game Boy?
I didn't, but she probably knew where my mum's jewellery was because she cleaned my mum's room.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought because, you know, she knows where everything is, she cleans cupboards and
things. I wonder if cleaners do tend to quit jobs once there's been a burglary, because that's the automatic suspicion.
Could also
is
be.
The only
yeah.
thing.
Mm, yeah.
My head kind of goes there.
That she was so afraid that she'd be accused,
yeah.
she just didn't come.
How much blusher did she wear?
Yes.
From what I remember, not much.
Okay, well, she's innocent.
Do you know what? I mean, take this back to your family, because I think that that's... I think we've solved it. The cleaner was innocent. It was your brother. Give it up, EJ.
Yay, thank you.
Oh, thank you. I hope that helped.
Yeah. Did anyone during that story picture just boots walking on their own?
Like magic boots.
Like Onwards, like the Pixar film. Boots.
It was a
kind
spell that went wrong.
Yes.
So we have just enough time to say, Harriet, where can people find you? What are you up to?
None
do you want
of
to
your business. I've got a stand-up show coming out soon. It doesn't have a name or a date, so
I love it.
I guess follow me on Instagram is the best place, which is at Harriet Kemsley.
Perfect, ladies and gentlemen, give up Harriet Kemsley. Well, thank you for coming on that journey with us from 1752 to 1823. We have another show after the break, so I think it's about a 20-minute break. Have a wee, have a poo, get a drink. And we will be back with another guest and another crime. And it's just going to be wonderful. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yay!
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman, with music by The Lion and the Wolf. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Women Pod and Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you've got a petty crime you want us to solve, then write it in a review and we'll solve it. Thank you to Acast, and thank you for listening.